Hey, there's the beep.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I don't understand how that works.
You know what? It
flipped around.
Here's what I think. I think they're doing it on purpose.
Are they really?
I think they're listening to our show and saying, you know what would be great is we could just like screw with them. We'll put the beep first and then we'll do the Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, because last week it was two of the Blog Talk Radios and the beep was in between, right?
Yes, exactly.
I can't keep up. I have no idea what's going on. I thought we had it.
Do you want to start
again? For the beep.
Do you want to start again from the very beginning?
Okay.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
What you doing over there?
Not much. Just got back from New York.
What time did you get back from New York?
Oh, I was like 3 o'clock or something like that.
Jesus. I was sleeping, deep sleeping at that time.
Really? Nap?
Yeah. Oh, wait. 3 o'clock this afternoon?
Yeah, roughly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was sleeping then, too.
Naps. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I'm always asleep at 3.
Naps are great.
Yeah. Oh, naps are amazing. Especially Sunday naps. You feel like you're stealing sleep. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Sunday is great for that.
Because I had brunch this morning, and then I just went to sleep.
Great. Brunch.
So what are we talking about today on the show? What do you got?
Oh, we got a continuation from Valentine's Day last week. We've got the longest kiss in history last week.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've got some post-Grammy bits. We got the biggest biff on national TV ever.
and I have a story of possibly the largest condom theft ever.
Really?
Big condom heist. More on that in the weird news.
A big size condom or just amount of condoms?
No, lots of them.
Oh, okay. and I've also got what could possibly be the best Family Feud clip ever.
Oh, great show.
Ever.
Wow.
Yes.
Is there some fighting? Is there really some?
No, it's just funny. Family Feud with Steve Harvey, it's a winner.
Good times.
Yes.
I have a naked man that steals meat from an old person's home.
I never know what to say with these things. I really don't.
They catch you by surprise.
They really do. Well, and anyway, to tease you a little bit, also, someone steals Paris Hilton's birthday cake.
Oh, that's so sad.
It is sad. She doesn't. It is funny.
Sounds like it.
She doesn't think that's hot. All coming up on the Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah, let's get it started in here.
Let's get it started in here.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Let's get retarded in here.
I think it's a yes!
Well, you are really dumb, for real.
Hey, gorgeous. Whack! I'm f***ed up. Can you please help me?
In this context, there's no disrespect. So when I'm back around, you play connect. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect. From the world to like a left to rhythm effect. To lose the inhibition, follow your intuition. Free your inner soul, wipe away your tradition.
La, 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 la.
I love a good gay time.
Hey, gorgeous. Everybody, get into it. Get stoked. Get retarded. Get retarded. Get retarded.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. It is 2/20/2011. I am Derek. There is Kay.
I'm Nancy.
Nancy.
Yeah.
And it is this our last February show?
I think it might be. Although I haven't looked at a calendar today,
wow.
So I don't know.
Me neither.
What's going on with the sound?
Does it sound weird?
The crispy. Maybe it's my headphones. I don't know.
A little loud?
No.
A little hot?
It's a little, like, it's going in and out. Anyway.
Okay.
You can contact the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've
follow
got
our
mail.
Blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Contact us on Twitter at DK Radio Show. Follow our Twitter feed and call us when we're live between 6 and 7 on Sundays at 661-467-2416. My headphones just completely crapped out.
Did they really?
Yeah.
What's going on
over
there?
Oh, wait, no. They're back now. Maybe I shouldn't touch them for the rest of the show.
Don't touch them?
No touchy.
No touch them.
Yeah, no touch them.
Wow.
Am I going to need new cans soon?
We do have a replacement cans. I hope not.
Oh, we do?
We have an extra set if we need to get there.
Oh, okay. Wow. Now I know how they're feeling on real radio when their cans go out.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah,
like, where are we?
I'm talking to the mic. I can't hear myself. It's a disaster.
That's really strange.
Anyway, yeah, we're having a show.
We're having a show. We're on.
We're on.
Happy to be on.
Yeah, you never know with this Blog Talk Radio business about whether or not we're going to stay on, whether we're going to just cut out.
A few technical things there. We didn't know if we were on. The whole beginning thing,
the beep,
no beep. I don't know what goes on with that.
And before we started the show, we were just recalling that the 80s for the beep commercial.
That is totally awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
anyone
a long time
remember?
Ago.
It was a long time ago. I think it might have been like 1987 or something. Here, I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
So if you're a real loser, you could leave these outgoing messages on your answering machine. Crazy call.
Right.
Recordings for answering machines.
Only $14.95 for a tape.
I totally remember this.
Yeah,
you pop it in your answering machine. That's how it is. Yeah.
What you've actually done is bought a one-way ticket to the answering machine.
So cheesy. That's another one of my favorites. But the one that's the greatest is the rap at the very end. That's the one this is so great. But I'll be back before too long. It's some white guy, too.
Yeah, it totally is.
Not even like a rap. But wait for the beep.
Wait for the beep. You gotta leave me now. You gotta leave me now. Wait for the beep.
Because that was nice, because they had to order, wait for the beep.
And then they gave you the beep. Yeah, that's great.
That's all cute.
We might need that at the beginning. We got to wait for the beep.
That's what I'm saying. We got to wait for the beep.
It's so crazy anymore.
But if we do wait for the beep, then Susie Blog Talk Radio comes back and she goes, Blog Talk Radio.
Why can't we just get a countdown?
We used to just get a countdown.
I seriously might email them. Be like, what's up with this?
Just,
what do we do?
Just an email with this big giant font, WTF with the beep.
It used to not be there, and then it was there, and now it's slipped around. I don't know.
They need to tell us what they're going to do at the beginning
crazy.
Of every show, because it gets really confusing. We need to know what to expect, because we are the most unprofessional. No, we're the most professional, unprofessional show on the internet today.
That's right.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
The Derek and Kay show.
That's us, yeah.
I'm flubbing over my words, just like Serene Branson did after the Grammys.
It's tough to say. Oh, that was one of the... Wait. Isn't today the President's... Oh, tomorrow is...
President's Day.
President's Day. So this is President's Day Eve.
Yes, it is.
You know what?
I forgot to put up my President's Day tree.
Before...
And my lights.
Before...
I don't know what to do now.
Before...
They're probably all sold out.
The lights. You know what? I actually have a very important message from... President Obama himself.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's very good.
Did he contact the Derek and Kay show?
Yeah, he left a message.
Wow.
After the beep.
Did he?
Or did
he write us at jkradioshow@gmail.com?
I didn't censor it yet, but I'm going to play it. So
all right.
I don't want to cover the kid's ears, because I don't know if he's upset
really?
Or what.
Did he say that's how white folks will do you? Because he said that, too.
Did he say... Wait, what is that?
This is part of a book or something. Maybe like an audio book, and there's a clip that it just says, that's how white folks will do you. And it's Obama, and it's funny.
Well, I know, let's
I was trying to get it, but I
let's
find
see
it.
What the president has
all
to
right,
say.
All right, what does Obama have to say?
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Oh, my God.
Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry, ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing. You ain't my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn fries. Shit's getting way too complicated for me.
It's President Obama for us. I don't know if that's going to be saved for tomorrow or not, but...
Oh, boy. Wow. That was really profound from Obama.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
I never heard him speak like that, but he is a good speaker.
Is the message get your own damn prize? Is that really the main idea of the story?
I think that's
there?
Really what it comes down to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, who knew? Who knew? And that's just for us at the Derek and Kay show,
that's right.
Is that right?
Exclusive.
Wow.
That is an exclusive.
That's amazing.
That's right. Yeah.
Did it come like in an envelope with like the embossed symbol and like the, you know, the...
It was, I had to sign for it, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
It's pretty good stuff, though.
Wow. Just for us.
Just for us.
That's really great.
You hear it here first.
You heard it here first.
That's what I meant. You hear it here. You hear it.
We're having a really hard time. We really
Never
are.
Never mind. I was driving a lot today.
I am blaming.
Don't mind me.
I'm blaming the beep.
Oh, the beep.
And
it
the blog talk. It throws us off.
That's right. We're ready to go. We got everything prepared.
We should do like
beep.
A video simulcast because you should see our faces.
Yeah,
when
we're
that
like,
happens. We're like, oh.
I don't know. I don't. Start. Now.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Because what happens is we get a countdown. Your show will go live
right.
in 5 seconds.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. When are
yeah,
we supposed to start talking?
That happened the week before, I think.
Yeah. And then, but the week before, it was reversed order, wasn't it?
No, there was
it
the
was
Blog
like,
Talk, the beep, and then the Blog Talk. I think that's what happened last week.
No, that was today.
Was it? What?
Yeah.
No, I thought today was...
No, today was the Blog Talk Radio.
I thought it only happened once.
Blog Talk Radio. It happened twice. It's crazy
Did
anymore.
It? I can't.
It was like
I
a
cannot.
Beep. It was a beep sandwich. Blog Talk Radio, beep, Blog Talk
beep
Radio.
I have to pay attention to this. I don't know.
I just thought it was really annoying, and I didn't know
it's
where to
really
come
It's
really
annoying.
In.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anymore.
I just really don't know. It's like when the curtain goes up, you're on. But when does the curtain raise here on
Blog
Talk Radio?
We have no idea. We could be looking at our feet and the curtain goes up. We don't know what's going on.
We're imploring you. Contact the Derek and Kay Show. Just let us know
how to begin
when we're effing supposed to start. Because, you know, she said our show will go live in 5 seconds. That's a damn lie.
That is a lie.
It's a lie.
Because if you're going to have a beep and a Blog Talk thing and then another beep,
yeah.
I don't know.
If you're
going to
be stepping on us, it's not really live. We're paying, so you shouldn't be stepping on our show.
That's right. It's our show.
Yeah.
We don't need you talking.
Yeah, we don't need the British
Sally,
the British talk live blog talk radio. Kate Middleton, I don't know. She's doing stuff on the side before she gets married this April. I don't
Kate.
Know anymore. Gosh, man. Well, can we talk about this week and probably
oh, yeah.
everybody's probably talked about the Grammys already.
Yep. There's been a lot of talk about that.
And everybody's
caught some of that.
Probably talked about Serene Branson biffing it in the Los Angeles broadcast.
Oh,
do you know
right.
about this?
Yeah, I did hear about this and I heard the clip, but now I don't know.
I got the clip.
Oh, you got the clip.
Oh,
I
definitely
looked for
got
it,
the
but
clip.
I couldn't find it.
No, she's got she had the, well at
it's
first they were saying that she had a stroke on camera, but
right.
it's really
no,
not true. She
it's
has
not.
Some sort of complex migraine.
Yeah. I forget what it's called. Yeah.
I thought it was just called complex migraine. That's what I've been reading. Anyway, it doesn't stop us from laughing at it still.
That's true.
Because it's still
it's
funny.
It's kind of funny.
I think it's really funny.
It's funny.
It's
yeah.
hilarious.
Yeah,
here
it
is.
Great.
For those of you who don't know or have been under a rock for a whole week, after the Grammys, Serene Branson, a Los Angeles reporter, was live on the scene, and she didn't do very well when they went to when they kicked it to her from,
it's really weird.
From the news office. She sounds like she's speaking like an alien language. Here she is.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Pat Harvey.
And I'm Paul Majors. Country trio Lady Antebellum was the big winner tonight with 5 Grammy Awards. Rapper Eminem, the big shocker, winning only 2 despite 10 nominations. CBS 2's Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go ahead. Terrace Tazen looks for the bit. They have the pit.
Yeah.
A very heavy. Darrison was another good word that was good. Bertation.
There's no words. Yeah, there's no real words in it. And it's funny. I've seen the video, and you see her.
She looks distraught.
She looks, eyes are open a little bit, but she's like, doesn't look any, I don't know.
Oh,
like
I think,
crying.
I think 5 seconds into it, she looks distraught.
The,
like she
I think
like
the eyes open up a little.
She looks like she looked like she couldn't control what's happening, and she probably couldn't.
Yeah.
But, oh, she looks distraught.
It's really weird.
But it's so, I'm sorry, it's just really funny. Here it is again.
Yeah.
I love when the guy kicks it to her and he's like, and it's Serene Branson. Serene. It's very cheesy. Serene. Yeah. It's like super, like, cheesy news broadcaster. I hate that Lady Antebellum song, by the way. I hate it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big.
Highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go ahead. Terrace Tazen looks for the bit. They have the pit.
Great. Right
it
to
all,
it.
It almost sounds fake, doesn't it?
It really does.
Darrison.
This is was like trying to like kick it off, or like I don't know what happened.
I don't know what was happening.
It's pretty great though.
Oh, it's great. And that prompted me to get some other like news mess up clips.
Oh, nice.
I got one guy who was in like I don't know, he was in a Georgia reporting,
uh-huh.
And I guess something flew in his eye and he just flipped out. It's the funniest thing ever. Here it is.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The f*** is that? I'm dying in this f***ing country ass f***ed up town.
Oh, that's
flying in my mouth. I can't see pilot. Let's get the f*** out of this country, mother. I can't see me.
You can hear it. Pretty, it sounds like it hits or something.
Yeah, he something flew in his eye or his mouth or something like that. But it's completely different than like what was happening before. He was like, what the?
That's awesome. Is there video with that?
There is video.
Oh, that's great.
It's great. And there's also, let's see, I've got another clip that I thought was really funny. You know, a lot of the stuff that I got came out of Australia, the land of gay guys.
Oh, that's right.
Here's a really awkward moment between a male and a female news anchor that there may have been something happening behind the scenes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, here it is. Oops, sorry.
And England skipper Andrew Strauss arrived in London proudly showing off the little urn. I'll spend 4 days at home before flying out for the World Cup. And Belinda, I just can't understand how something so small can be so impressive.
Well, Mark, you would know about that. Thank you very much.
Wow. Wow.
She just turns to him and goes, well, Mark, you would know about that. And
that
then
was
she just
so
gives
quick.
Him a straight face. Oh, it's so subtle and so fantastic.
That's great.
Oh, my gosh. It's just so awkward. And I got a couple more here.
That was a great.
Another one from Australia with
back to the
where
show.
They keep
here is
they keep cracking
nothing,
up over a double entendre.
Morning, quarter past three.
Yeah.
A couple of
I
them
went,
happened.
Walk down the hallway to the shower.
It's like four
and
of them.
The front door is wide open, And so I woke up my wife and said, "Did you leave the front door open just because I wanted to wake her up?"
Yeah,
and she said, "Look, it's happened a few times that the front door is open." And so I grabbed this long stabby thing that I have next to the bed just in case someone breaks in.
A long stabby?
Yeah, because your bloke's got to protect his family, right?
Yeah.
So it got me thinking, what do you have by your bed that is long and stabby or whatever that is going to make
now they're starting to laugh.
To break into your house and try and steal something from your home?
I've got a swordy thing. It's got a suitcase, and inside the wardrobe I've got a steel bat.
A steel bat? What, the one Dennis Lilly used?
A steel baseball bat.
The thing that the woman says cracks me up.
Right.
The next woman that talks.
Wilkinson.
Free access.
Georgie, do you have something?
Well, Tim's my long stabby thing. But I used to have the Olympic torch.
Oh, but she keeps a straight face during it, which I think is hysterical. And it only escalates.
Lucky. Long stabby thing. Multitude of uses. Exactly.
Well,
thanks,
done.
Lise. You're hearing me.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. My husband's
wrong.
My husband's useless.
Is he?
Completely. He sleeps through any strange system.
They're cracking up. Rich. I think it's news time.
That's too funny. Benny, do you have anything?
Could your eyes water any warmer
no.
than they are right now? No.
No, that is probably one of the funniest things I've ever heard on TV.
Look, I've got just the golf clubs, so I've got one on each.
You
I've got three
don't
stories. Yeah, but, well, can I make a point? If you've got an intruder coming into your house, why would you want to actually stab them? That means you've got to get up close and personal with them. I'd want to be standing back and whacking them off from a distance.
And now the men are so embarrassed they walk off.
I'm just going out for a while.
Here we go, Georgie. Once again, just the girls. Boys just can't handle the heat. I don't understand.
What
them.
The?
It's great.
I love a good gay time.
And then I think I got one more to finish before we like go to a break or something.
Yeah.
This is like, you know how they're saying what stories are coming up next on the news?
Right.
Well, like, here's something, and I don't know if the anchor knew that the sound was, her mic was still hot or something.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
She just, like, flipped out, and like, during the preview. It's so funny.
When they come in with the music?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When they come in with the music, it's great.
At 11, pay more at the grocer, but getting less will tell you how to get the most. What the f*** are you doing?
was going on.
That's awesome.
It sounded kind of mad. Like,
yeah, it sounds really mad.
Yeah, like,
well,
closer,
obviously.
But getting less will tell you how to get the most. The f*** are you doing?
I love that. Is there a video of that one, too?
Yeah, but you don't see anything. You just see, like,
oh,
the preview. Because there's, like,
away.
A video. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
oh,
just see, like,
awesome.
The scene of the city or whatever.
That's really funny.
So funny.
Some funny stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I love the one that's... I don't understand how something so small and impressive, small can be so impressive. Well, you'd know about that,
right.
Rock, wouldn't you?
Oh, that's great.
Oh, it's too good.
Good
oh,
time.
I got to hear Serene Branson one more time.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Let's do it.
I'm really, this is great.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Paul
and I'm Paul Majors. Country trio Lady Antebellum was the big winner tonight with 5 Grammy Awards. Rapper Eminem, the big shocker, winning only 2 despite 10 nominations. CBS 2's Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go ahead, Terrence Chase and those to the bet to have the pet.
Okay. Sure.
Oh, Serene Branson, I'm sorry that happened.
That's horrible.
She's like an award-winning broadcaster,
yeah.
too. She's just had a moment that's like... will haunt her forever.
Yeah, it will.
But I'm sorry, Serene. It just is funny.
It's funny.
It's funny.
No matter how you look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully she's doing all right.
And you said Darrison and Bertation.
Bertation. Bertation.
Bertation.
Wow.
Whatever the heck that is.
Unbelievable.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Campbell Center with highlights and backstage
one more time. And then we'll go to break ups, I swear.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go ahead, Terrence Chase and those to the bet to have the pet.
Oh, boy.
It's just, there's no need for comment. It's just,
no.
It speaks for itself.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
Oh, also, if we have time at the end of the show, we could the return of the best of Craigslist could happen.
Oh, I love that
yeah.
stuff. That is great.
But maybe we should take a break and get to the
weird
news.
We should probably do that.
All the goofy clips to open the show.
That's right, but they were so good.
Oh, they were great.
All right.
Thank you, Serene Branson. Thank you so much.
We will be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Chase Show.
Leave anything on your front lawn, under your porch, on the side of the highway where you can store all that stuff my way down here at Jones Big Ass Truck Rental and Car Storage.
I don't think y'all understand me when I tell you I store anything. What's in this box? I don't know. It's not my business. Briefcase full of fake money. Not my business. This fan used to oscillate. It don't oscillate no more. Oscillated. All gone. Right here at Jones Big Ass Warehouse and Storage Facility Truck Rental. Your mother-in-law kind of skinny. I can fold it up, put it on my back on a bicycle, and bring it down on this motorcycle. Come on down here and bring all you got that you don't want. PVC valve. These, please. CDs from your failed speed metal band. Somebody left a cone. You knew damn well when you dropped that CD, nobody going to want to buy it. And put it right here in this here building for the low, low price of $10.99 a month. You can't beat that. Hell, you can't see the kid in Africa for that. You can't stop me. I can only be contained. Nobody can slow me down. Throwing shit all over the place. Don't matter to me. I don't give a damn what it is. Bring it on.
Go ahead and give me a call or find me on them internets at www.jonesbigasstruckrentalstorage.com. That's J-O-N-E-S, bigasstruckrentalstorage.com.
Rebound, watch out. Slow post, Not only is this a bus, but this is a bus that a friend of mine escaped from.
This is the Darrington Chase Show.
Call the Darrington Chase Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
Somebody left a cone.
That's right.
My favorite part.
Jones' big ass. truck
storage,
and he also does barbecue.
You can get a rub down with any of these sauces.
That's right.
If you pay me enough.
They got dinosaur meat.
They do. Motivate it, motivate it, motivate it, motivate it.
This is CeeLo Green.
And the song is F You.
Yeah.
Is this a Grammy award winning
song?
This
was one of them, yeah.
Fabulous. It's way better than that Lady Antebellum song, which I hate.
Yeah, I do like this song. It's pretty great.
Anyway, contact the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com. Nothing is posted there since last week. Follow our feed on Twitter at dkradioshow. And call us when you are live at 661-467-2416. Long distance rates may apply if you don't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Calling from a rotary phone or street phone or jail, any of those places.
That's right.
You have to pay long distance fee.
Long distance.
Long distance.
May apply. It's California, actually.
California number. So if you're not living in California, you got to dial a one.
It's tough. And
yeah.
The area code. Don't
and
forget the
area code. Do you have to dial an area code in California?
Probably. One in the area code?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how it works. I think it'll work in most places.
Well, remember when it wasn't, though? Did you ever not have to dial your area code?
Yeah.
Remember back in the day, you could dial
like,
seven numbers.
Yeah, like grammar school. That's right. That's right. Local calls.
Yeah, local calls.
Wow.
Yeah, and now you have to dial
an
area code every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that extra work.
Yeah, remember.
Well, now we use cell phones without.
Yeah,
we don't have numbers anymore.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. But, I just remember the days when you had to dial...
That's right.
...just the seven numbers, and you're in.
I completely forgot about that.
I remember the day when I was, like, someone told me I had to dial, like, I was living in Maryland, somebody told me I had to dial 301. I'm like, oh, my God, really? 301? Every time?
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, every time? 301? Really?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, awful. All right, what's on the weird news?
All right, I get some weird news here. We got a naked man that steals meat from an old people's home.
Is he going to wear it like Lady Gaga?
No, he wasn't making a dress. This comes to us in Florida. Think what you will about a burglar that they might be wearing black from head to toe. Instead, this man chose the color buff. It's the talk of Mariner's Cove, a retirement home near Fort Myers, Florida. Thank you for that. There's a video.
Florida.
Florida, of course. He's caught on video.
Oh, he's
completely
got a video?
Nude. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Can we see the video?
I can show you some of that.
Oh, yeah.
It's blocked out, of course.
Oh, damn.
He's
it.
Stealing sausage from the community kitchen.
Oh, taken out.
Wait,
what kitchen?
From the community kitchen. For this, it's an old person's retirement home.
Oh, he
steals the meat. Yeah.
This story is just getting weirder and weirder.
And
every
that's
time.
What happens in Florida. That's what's happening in Florida.
Okay, so I was only half paying attention. That's, so let's see what I got from
great.
The story. He's naked.
Mm hmm.
He broke into an old person's home.
Right.
And he's stealing meat.
Sausage.
Sausage
oh,
in
yeah.
particular?
Yeah.
Not like beef cutlets or like chicken breasts or anything
I
like
think
this.
It was frozen sausage.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's a quote from one of the old people there. He says, that was funny. I was laughing. He walked around like he was naked in his own living room. Yeah, you can see it on the video.
Oh,
there's some of the people
anymore.
Talking about it. I know, it's really crazy. Unfortunately, there's an ad. I wonder if I can just play it here. Let's see. Looking for home improvement. Oh, there's an ad.
Oh,
it'll play
I
in a few seconds,
that.
Though.
This is the Austin News? KXAN.com.
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know how I got that. Yeah, here we got the ad.
What's she talking about?
I don't know.
Is it that guy? Because he's fat.
It was down here in the bottom. It was frozen.
When Mariner's Cove resident Joe Brown discovered the community sausage intended for pancakes
sausage
had been stolen.
Did you hear the way she said that?
Sausage.
We went to the video camera because that's the first thing you do. Is someone stole something, let's see who it is.
But nothing prepared
sure,
him for
exciting.
Who or what was unveiled on surveillance.
And the door
who
had
they have reported in Austin?
There's a room back that he got out. He was out of sight. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, he comes out here in the middle.
Word of the bare naked burglar streaks through the 55-plus retirement community in a flash.
Well, they call him the Streak. He's proud of his physique.
Oh. Well, they told us there was a guy in here.
Seriously.
Running around in the buff.
He walked around in here like it was his own living room.
He's pretty much a resident now.
Well, he's not 55.
But residents say, judging by the evidence left behind, he was in need of a shower.
We assume he took a shower in the slop sink in the
what?
Back. We have a lot of rules in here, but I don't think we have a rule against streaking in the clubhouse. But we might have to add that.
Once detectives got a good look at this video, they recognized 34-year-old Joshua Abernathy.
Oh, he looks like a he looks creepy.
He does look like someone who might still meet.
Putting an end to the bare-naked bandit's indecent exploit.
Really creepy looking.
He did look creepy. He looked like he murdered someone.
So this is great.
Can we talk about the broadcaster? What's her deal? If she can get a job broadcasting
the voice.
On national television or what local television or whatever, anybody can.
Sausage. Who is that
what
about?
What the hell is that?
I don't know. I don't think I can go back
it's
to it.
Sausage. Not
someone stole
sausage. Oh yeah, can we go back to the beginning and hear her say sausage?
Someone stole something. Let's see who it is.
I don't know.
This
video
thing
is really weird.
It doesn't
doing
work
an
out.
Ad.
Someone stole
no,
something.
I can't.
Was it before that or after that? It was after that.
Was it?
Let's see who it is.
But nothing prepared him for who or what was unveiled.
Oh, that's the other part. Who or
very
what
dramatic.
Was unveiled. I mean,
funny.
Really? Really?
Yeah, very dramatic.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we had a Florida story there.
Oh, always got to have a Florida story.
I was worried we weren't going to have one.
It's always something going down there.
But we're okay.
Yeah. What's next?
Well, we got Valentine's Day last week. We've got the longest kiss in history. 46-hour Thai smooch. This happened in Thailand, as we
really?
Like to call it.
Really? In Thailand?
Yeah. It was a contest. It was a kissing contest. And they broke a record.
What's going on your screen?
My screen?
On the right.
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
It's like other video.
Can I stop that?
Yeah.
I didn't even just play it.
Okay,
yeah, I don't know. Sorry. It was determined Thai couple to lock lips for 46 hours and 24 minutes and 9 seconds to celebrate Valentine's Day. And this southern beach resort town. It was a kiss-a-thon marked by the longest kiss in history. They beat a previous record happened in 2009 for 32 hours by a couple in Germany from the Guinness World Book of Records. So they win. Well, that's what's happening in Thailand. I didn't want to talk over. So they win. They win a little diamond ring that's estimated about $1,600. They get a
1600. That's it.
Are
they that nubs in Thailand? Do you know what I think of Guinness Book of World Records things?
Uh huh.
Dumb.
Well, wait. I got to get to some details about this. They're kind of a little bit interesting. And they got like a cash prize of like $3,200. Which again,
how come they just didn't give him a bigger ring?
I don't know.
They could sell that bitch for like $5,000.
So here's some interesting things though. According to the rules, when they're kissing, only drinks could be consumed through straws, and the couples had to remain embraced during bathroom breaks.
Ew.
And not only that, but they had to be accompanied by judges during that time, and they can only go every 3 hours.
What if they had to go number two?
Still kissing.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You know, I'm close with my husband.
Yeah.
I don't mind a little bit of number one action.
Yeah.
With you know, him in the bathroom,
uh-huh.
whatever. You go with REP, it's fine, you
uh-huh.
leave. But if it's something else going on in there,
yeah.
I don't want any part of it.
Don't need to be.
And I don't need to be sharing it with anyone else.
Right.
That's a solitary activity that I need to. I can't even do it when there's like in a public bathroom when there's someone else there.
Yeah, it can be distracting.
Have you ever had that come over you when you're just like...
the frozen crap.
You get a wave,
yeah.
and you're like, I got to go to the bathroom, and you're in a public bathroom,
right.
and then someone else comes in, and you're like, no, I can't go.
No, I can't. Thanks for ruining it. No, I can't go.
And then I have to... Well, I just sit there, and I wait.
Mm-hmm. I've done that, too. I've done that,
and
too.
And I wait for them to leave, and then I start cursing in my head that, like, that bitch
beside me
the next
call.
I'm like, what the F are you doing? You're just, and sometimes I see him just standing there. I'm like, what are you looking at?
Yeah,
you just got to leave the bathroom. It's time for me. I got to go. You got to go. I can't do it with you standing there.
Yeah.
Because you hear the noise. It's just plop. You know.
Is
really
it pee shy? Is that what that is? Or is it only for poops?
It's only for poops for me.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Pee is fine.
Because some guys have that when they're standing.
Yes, I've heard that.
And it might be, it's like you're a little pee shy. I think that's what happens.
I've heard of that.
But someone comes in. Oh.
Public bathrooms are our show.
Yeah.
Our show.
I'm happy we have private ones at work. That's really nice.
You're
you don't
so
have stalls.
Lucky.
You're in the room. You don't hear anything. Don't
you
smell anything.
Very
I know.
Lucky.
It's pretty nice.
There are two stalls at my work, and it's just It's like you and someone else, and you got to fight it out.
And think how close you're sitting next to each other. Anyway, yeah. Like that person is sitting like right next to me.
It's a debacle.
With this little tiny like inch of a wall.
Yes. That, and you can see their feet.
You can see their feet.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're basically in the same room, naked.
Yeah. It's odd when you think about it.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Yeah. Public bathrooms? No. Bad news.
Bad times.
How did we get there? How did I get there?
The bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Almost like a blumpkin.
Ew.
I'm sorry.
Did you have to go there?
I'm sorry. Let's go to the next story. Let's go to the next story.
All right. Jesus Christ.
New York health officials launched a condom phone app.
What?
Yeah, in New York, they've released a mobile phone app that helps New Yorkers find free condoms. This app was designed...
You can't pay for them?
I don't know. They have free condoms in the city,
aren't
I guess.
Free condoms like the nubbed condoms? Like
I don't
the condoms
know.
That might break on you?
Yeah, I wouldn't feel too good about those, but this app is designed to locate 5 of the nearest venues in New York with jazzy rappers on the condoms, such as subway maps and other city themes.
Wow.
People can use their phones and GPS technology to locate the areas by foot or by car or by public transportation.
Is it just any smartphone or is this like an iPhone?
Well, it's iPhone, Android, that's all it says, and that's what's happening in New York.
Just New York?
I guess it's just New York.
Who uses this app?
Who uses this app?
Yeah, who would use this app?
People that, I don't, you know what, that's a very good question. I don't
know. A homeless person, maybe? But they don't have an iPhone.
No.
So who would use
this app? You can't afford condoms, you probably don't have
a
smartphone.
Yeah. If you have a smartphone, can't you afford a condom or two?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, they're not
maybe
expensive.
You don't see a convenience store or something and you're like, "Oh damn, I need to get me
right away."
A little. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see how that would happen and how it would be good. Maybe if you were
It's a little weird.
I mean, I haven't used a condom in a while. I'm married. We have other methods.
Right.
And I don't know how much they cost anymore.
Right.
But I recall them not being that expensive.
Yeah. Well, now they have a cap for that. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
It took me a while, too. You could hear the steam coming out of my ears and everything. It's a debacle.
This app might have been misused here with this other story.
Uh-oh.
In Malaysia, police nabbed 3 people for stealing 725,000 condoms.
Ow. Did they take a truck?
They believe it was an inside job.
Was it just a pallet?
Yeah, it was basically a shipment of 85,000 boxes of ultra-thin condoms.
Ultra-thin, too.
Yeah. They vanished last month. The merchandise was valued at $1.5 million.
Really?
Yeah.
So, what do you do with stolen condoms? You sell them on the black market?
Well, I think that's what they're attempting to do, but then...
How do you know when you're getting a black market condom?
I don't know.
Does someone meet you in the alleyway and, like, hand you a box and you give them a dollar or something?
There's 85,000 boxes of condoms. And that's what's happening in Malaysia. Is that what it is?
Oh, Malaysia?
Yeah. That's it.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, this can't happen in, like, Detroit or something.
It's not. Yeah, you want to buy some condoms?
I mean, Malaysia, maybe you could get away with it.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. They probably misused the iPhone app.
Don't know much about Malaysia, personally.
Me neither.
I don't know, and this is exposing my ignorance, I don't know if I could even point it out on a map anymore.
Yeah, I might be challenged with that, too.
Like, if someone showed me a map of, like, Southeast Asia and was asked, like, point out Malaysia, I'd be like, I don't know. I could point out Thailand
for
you.
The general direction, yeah. Over here.
Yeah, and maybe I could grasp for Indonesia, but Malaysia, don't think I could find
so
it.
So much.
Maybe I need to look at a map more often. But why am I looking at maps of Southeast Asia unless I'm going there?
No, it doesn't really happen that much.
Is it in Southeast Asia? Am I off?
Maybe we could look it up at the break.
I mean, we got Google. I don't know why I'm asking the question.
We could look at the map.
You should never ask any question, by the way. If anybody, I mean, unless you really can't find the answer, or if you're asking a question that, like, how are you doing, that's a question you should not ask Google. But if you need to ask a question about how to get somewhere, or, like, where a store is, what the Google it. I don't understand.
Google it.
It's really the only answer. Or how to fix something. Usually you can find it.
Yeah, no, it's great like that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. That's my public service announcement for the day.
Use Google.
Just Google it.
And that is my bad news.
All right. Should we take a break? and come back with, I don't know, I got some weird stuff.
You get some weird stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with some weird stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Great.
All right.
This is the Darrington Taste Show.
This is a song about corn nuts, an intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do,
nothing to do.
Don't despair, just pull up a chair. And here is what you do.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Keep it in your drawers till you're ready for more. Or leave it on your shelf. Girls and boys, go on and make some noise while you entertain yourself.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Corn nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
This is the Darrington Taste Show.
Call the Darrington Taste Show at 661-467-2416.
The future is now the Darrington Taste Show.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And
hey, this is Derek and Keisha. We are back.
So Malaysia is, in fact, in Southeast Asia, and its capital is Kuala Lumpur.
Oh, interesting.
I just
never
like
knew
that.
Kuala Lumpur.
I
can't say that.
It's a hard name to say. Anyway, they so Southeast Asia, correct. That's about all. That's all I know. But you know what?
Good.
Wikipedia says so.
Oh, and that you gotta go by that.
You gotta go by that.
Yeah, Wiki.
Wiki is always right. Anyway, here are the hot topics of the week, or things that I think are awesome.
Cool. I like that.
Someone stole Paris Hilton's birthday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Apparently, she had a blowout party on Wednesday night. But a few uninvited guests came. Some Facebook user, Paz, writes that his friend Kevin told him he was getting into Hilton's 30th birthday party and that he could get him in, too. That's where the hijinks started. The long and short of it, read the whole story here. The pair fully enjoyed free drinks and expensive entertainment at the party. When they found out that one of the cakes would go to waste, they just decided they couldn't stand for it. Here's what happened. I brushed shoulders with a guy who resembles the head of security. Hey, man, I say to him with an air of, I know what I'm doing. The cake is in that room, right? Yes, sir. He acknowledges with a slight bow toward the rear of the house. I take my cue, make a bullet for the cake city, and in one fluid motion, I sidestep a confused waiter, rear of the seize the prize, and about to face the door. I pass security chief again on the way out. I nod purposely. He nods in return. 40 seconds later, I'm in the front seat of a Nissan Maxima with 70 pounds of awesomeness in my lap. Success.
Wow. That's awesome.
So
what happened with the cake?
I don't know. I guess it just got ganked. That's really that's the whole story.
Then brought it to like a kid's birthday party or something.
Yeah, he brought it to like Chuck E. Cheese.
Awesome.
Speaking of Facebook, you can now update your partnership status to civil union or domestic partnership.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So if you're in a relationship with someone of the same sex, you can now say you're in a relationship instead of clicking the it's complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated. That's just crazy.
I don't understand what that means.
So, wait, do they have one for, you said domestic?
Domestic partnership.
Oh.
Or in a civil union.
Interesting.
So the choices used to only be single, in a relationship, engaged, married, separated, in an open relationship. It's complicated, widowed, and divorced.
Oh.
Who puts in an open relationship?
Yeah, that's got to be kind of weird.
Isn't that asking for trouble?
I mean, yeah, and then you see the other person's name there.
Yeah.
So you're like... Like, if you're someone who's not into that, you're like, well, that person is just, you know.
What does that mean?
Stepping out on that
in
one.
In an open relationship.
Yeah.
It smells trouble.
It does.
Doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It's like,
it
I
also
don't know.
Might set up like a, I don't know.
A situation?
A threefer situation, maybe. I don't know.
Which is always bad news, I think.
Right.
Sounds good at the time, but right. I don't think it ends well.
And someone's usually unhappy.
Yeah, someone usually ends up getting bitter.
I don't know.
Someone.
I'm not, yeah.
Anyway, you shouldn't blog about your job.
Yeah, probably not.
Pennsylvania teacher Natalie Monroe got an F at school last week when parents discovered she was bashing students on her blog.
Oh.
She's 30 years old. She was suspended from her job at Central Bucks East High School in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Doylestown?
That's fun.
Whoa, what's that?
Oh, sorry, that was me.
Oh, what are you doing over there?
I'm okay. Sorry. Jesus.
Sound like someone got electrocuted over there. Anyway, she posted some of the comments on her blog. She referred to her students as out of control, rude, lazy, disengaged whiners, and called one a complete and utter jerk in all ways. Oh, and she's pregnant.
Oh, good.
Maybe it was part of all the hormones and stuff.
Sounds like someone you want to have, you know, have a kid.
I don't know. And a student was suspended for calling a teacher a fat ass on Facebook. Donnie Tobolsky reportedly referred to his biology teacher, Mr. Simino, as a fat ass who should stop eating fast food and is a douchebag after he assigned three classes more homework than usual in December 2010.
Wow.
So kids are, they're fun. They're fun. And teachers are fun, too.
I can't believe...
Don't blog about your job.
Yeah, it's so obvious,
or
right? Other people
things.
Are going to read about
yeah,
it. That's what it's all about.
Someone is going to find out.
So obvious.
You just can't do that.
That's crazy.
I mean, you're not anonymous. You're not.
Right. Your name's tied to it.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
how it works.
No matter how hard you try, you're not anonymous.
People are stupid.
People are really stupid. Anyway, there's also a Family Feud clip, which is fantastic that we have to listen to. So you know that... Beginning of Family Feud, they ask you two members come up to this thing and
yep.
they do a little duel.
Yep.
Well, this is what happened at the beginning of the show. It's hilarious. Here we go.
All right, guys, here we go. We got the top six answers are on the board. Name something that gets passed around.
Oh,
Chris.
A joint.
A joint.
I love the audience reaction.
Yeah.
Now, Chris, I don't know what 100 people you thought we were talking to at some nice little mall across good old America, but I'm pretty sure the people didn't tell the survey people, hey, an illegal drug. Let's turn around and see how many weed heads are out there with Chris. A joint.
It was number five.
That's great. Wow.
And they could not believe it.
This is when you know we're going to hell. Okay, Tracy. Only four answers top it, so.
The collection played at church.
Total opposite.
That's great.
Now, she's got the halo, and I got the horns.
I like the way you tried to stop us from going to hell. That's, you, Mr. You Evil Boy, passing around the little thing with the funny smell. Looking for some saving here. Church place.
Number six.
Oh, that's great.
It's less than the joint. This is not good. I'm just going to, you just go over there. They're going to play this.
Yes, we are.
Anyway,
oh,
Family Feud is great with Steve Harvey. He is hilarious.
Pretty funny. I've seen clips, yeah.
Oh, so great.
That one's great.
Anyway, did you hear that a llama attacked a guy?
No.
Apparently, this guy in like, I don't know, Georgia or something like that. You know the llama song?
Oh, yeah. Okay, like, I thought it was something else for a second.
School.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
I'm glad you didn't say Obama.
No, not Obama. Anyway, so a llama attacked a dude, but the 911 call?
A llama.
It's classic. Yeah, a llama. A llama.
Okay.
It's classic. Here it is.
Cleveland County 911.
Yeah. Something out here in my yard. Jumped into a stump. Everybody attacked me. It's got me hemmed up in my car out here.
Keep in his car.
Your phone's breaking up. What's got you hemmed up?
Hemmed up.
A llama.
A llama?
Yeah. Right here on Range Road. Oh, God.
Where are you on Range Road?
Right here at the big church. Sat by the church. It's attacking my car. It's jumping on my car.
Jumping on your car?
Yeah.
What's the name of the church again?
It's Baptist Church. Down on Range Road.
What Baptist Church?
Baptist Church.
Just Baptist Church?
Yeah, down here on Range Road. Oh.
What's the number you're calling me from?
I'm calling my cell phone. I don't know the number on it right now. Oh,
wow.
God.
What kind of vehicle are you in?
So
denim.
Scared of it.
Oldsmobile, gray one.
Gray Oldsmobile.
Jumped me over and knocked me into a wall.
Have you wrecked your vehicle, or is it just, he just got you stopped?
My yard.
He's in his own yard.
Yeah.
Do you know your address?
267 Range Road.
Okay, I've got some help on the way, okay?
That's the best part. Get
wow.
out of here.
That's amazing.
I had the interview with him. It's even funnier, but I didn't record it.
Where did this happen?
I don't remember. It was
the
obviously
Southern.
Somewhere either in Middle America or South.
Jeez.
Pretty funny.
We have the best 911 calls.
What's got you hemmed up? A llama. A llama.
He's getting all freaked out by it.
So funny. And that actually reminded me of when I was looking for the llama song. I was.
Yeah.
Do you remember Good Times on albinoblacksheep.com? Do you remember that website?
Yes. Yes.
We don't go to it anymore because do you know what's like so amazing and that makes me smile every time?
Yes.
Peanut
yes.
butter jelly time. Why do we not listen to this anymore?
This is great.
Why is this so awesome? It's just
this
like
is pretty great.
Animated banana just dancing and this.
Just back and forth.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Why is this so amusing for us? Why?
It's totally awesome.
Anna.
Where you at?
There you go. And it just goes on for like,
it's looping,
for like
yeah.
2 minutes.
No, it's really good.
It's great. And then there
it
was...
made me think of Holy Crap Lion Stars.
Oh, what, this?
Yeah, I was just watching this last week. I'm like, we need this on the board.
Weeble stuff is so fantastic.
Yeah.
I must have watched this video a million times.
I've heard this so many times.
For those of you who don't know what this is.
So great.
It's a little animated video and it's called Kenya.
Can you believe it?
And it's made from a guy, it's called Weeble stuff, but it's spelled weird. It's spelled like W-E-E-B-L.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Weeblestuff.com. It's hilarious. And along with that is, you know, also the good, this.
Oh, the Badgers, yeah. That's great.
Mushroom.
So random. Love it.
You turned up really loud in your apartment. It's great.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. And I.
Yeah, those are great.
And the one that's a classic that no one listens to is Crab.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put crabs in my mouth.
Yep.
Going to run around town on a market day, and everyone look at me and say, he's got a mouth full of crabs.
They're so like, mesmerizing,
oh
like,
my God.
Hypnotizing. Yeah, I was just watching a bunch of these last week, and I looked at some of the new ones.
I haven't looked at the ones in
Yeah, there's
years.
Some really weird stuff.
There's some really weird stuff.
But those are the great ones, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's Magical Trevor.
Oh, Magical Trevor.
The cows.
Oh, I yeah. love that one. I totally
that was
forgot
good.
About
yeah.
that. Oh, my gosh.
We should link some of those. Those are
we
really good.
We definitely should.
Yeah.
Oh, but, I mean, nothing's better than peanut butter jelly time. I'm sorry. It's just amazing.
It's so perfect.
We should like use this as a bumper or some one day.
Could be for something.
We just come back at Peanut Butter Jelly time.
That's right.
I wonder how this came about. Like,
it's so random.
What was someone doing?
There's got to be a story to it.
There's got
to
be.
We should look into that.
We should. I bet it's on Wikipedia.
Where you at?
There you go. anyway, how about some Best of Craigslist?
Oh, I love Best of Craigslist. They're so good.
They are good. I got some good ones today. Let's see. Which one am I going to read first? Okay. This one is entitled Time Travel. I have a functioning time machine. I know it sounds unbelievable, but I assure you it works.
Huh.
And I need a second person to operate it with me. I'm looking for someone who is adventurous and reliable, preferable a male or female that can do heavy lifting. I'm leaving on September 30th, 2010, in the morning, and plan to return October 2nd, 2010. I'm going to June 1983 to handle some business. If you are serious about time travel and are reliable, then please contact me. You do not have to pay anything, but you would have to provide someone to watch my cat for the time we are gone. The only qualifications needed is that you're reliable and that the circumference of your head is no more than 64 centimeters.
Huh, that's interesting.
We will be leaving from Bozeman, Montana. Let me know if you want to go with me.
Wow.
Wacky. This one's entitled Hipster Tires. Oh, snap. This is a hell of a good deal. We got tires off the chain. They red and yellow as F. Front ones look like new, but back ones have a few skids in them because we don't has no brakes because we so raw. But you can use them for like a jillion thousand miles. Use these rubbers for anything you need besides birth control. They so raw. Oh, snap. I be holding them right now. And you need this S. It says they are 700 centimeters, but that doesn't make any goddamn sense because they aren't 23 feet in diameter. Or so some bitch is lying to us. They are 25 millimeters wide, so they roll faster than your bitch asses on ecstasy branded Nova. And they so fresh because they colorful. They hurt your eyes when you to look at $15 or best offer for pair. We got one pair in red, one in yellow. Hot damn, get them while they're in season. Location, campus.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
No punctuation. There's no period. It's just one long run-on sentence.
Wow, that was a good read, by the way.
It's the first time reading it through, too. It's
that was really a good read.
Because I looked at it, I'm like, I got to copy this. I'm not going to read it all the way through.
Wait, I got questions about that.
You do?
Wait, what? Different color tires?
I don't know. I have no idea. I love... We got hipster tires off the chain. They red and yellow as F. Front ones look like new, but back ones has a few skids.
How do tires have skids on them?
I don't know. Tires make
the skids. That's great. Wow.
We got one pair of red, one in yellow. Hot damn. Get them while they're in season.
Interesting.
Oh, that's great. Roll faster than all your bitch asses on ecstasy.
Wow. Is it two tires?
I'm not understanding that at all. I really don't.
I wonder if that's, like, for real. Is someone really trying to sell tires?
If it's not, it's funny.
It's really good, yeah.
Oh, it's great. Oh, 1 minute remaining. Okay, here we go.
All right.
This one will end. Guinea pig sitting.
Oh, no.
And on top it says, edit. I have hired my senior pig sitting associate. No further applications will be considered. I'm going out of town December 20th, and I need someone to take care of my guinea pig. Newton is a 4-year-old male whose hobbies include blank staring and squawking when he runs out of carrots. Although he wrote the fundamental laws of physics in his younger years, he now prefers eating carpet to advancing understanding and natural phenomena. In spite of his catatonic stupor, Newton is super cute. Just look at this bitch. You know you want to pet him. If you already have a male guinea pig and would like to pig sit one more, shoot me an email. I'll pay you $10 to take care of his dumb ass for 2 weeks. And all you have to do is keep him warm, clean, and well-fed. It's not okay to contact this poster about $5 a day. That's what it says. Okay, and that's the Best of Craigslist.
Great. Wow.
Oh, this song? It's good for our tires.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. The Best of Craigslist. Wow.
Anyway, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the show tomorrow, next week at 6. We might have to come out at a different time.
A different time?
Yeah.
Right. We'll check our listings.
Check our listings and log on to our blog and all that business.
Wow.
You know what to do.
That was great, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, happy President's Day tomorrow.
Happy President's Day. Enjoy your holiday if you have one.
That's right.
Not me. I'm working. Not you.
Oh, too bad.
Working every holiday.
I'll be off, but I'll be working something else.
Yeah.
So, okay.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Plus, this is the life.
That's how it goes.
All right. We got you guys.
All right. Take it easy. See you next week.
You got to play the clip.
This is the Darrington K Show.